Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Some recognizable music here that has started on the DJV program for this hour of conversation. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner, and the music of Mr. What's this guy Wallen's first name? You got Jay.
Morgan Wallen.
Morgan Wallen. Okay. So let's listen. Is he a boy from East Tennessee? Where is this guy from?
Who cares?
Right?
Seriously,
yeah, he's from
like,
Tennessee.
I think he's average. I think there's just nothing special about him and whatever. I think he's
so crazy. How did he become a hit maker in country music?
He was on a show. Was it The Voice or American Idol? I can't remember. I don't watch either one. But he came from a singing show.
He did. Really. All right. So he came up. How long has he been around, this guy?
I know a few years. A
couple years?
He opened, he opened, I think, for, I think I saw him open for Luke Bryan at Dodger Stadium, like, probably 2-3 years
ago. How old is he?
So maybe it was American Idol. Maybe Luke saw him on Idol as a judge.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about that. Yeah.
Well, because Blake Shelton's a judge on The Voice.
Right.
Yeah. I just pulled up Wikipedia. He is on The Voice. He is 27 years old.
27, okay.
Yes, he competed on the 6th season of The Voice.
All right, and so this has made it on the trending board because, Jay, we have a question about him, as a matter of fact, that we posted on our social media at DJV Show. So the essence of the question has to do with what?
Oh, no, we haven't asked the question about Morgan Wallen.
Oh,
he's just trending. He's just trending.
We should tell the story.
We should.
Told the story.
Yeah. But I feel like you have to lead up to it because he's just been getting himself in all kinds of trouble. I want to say it was the beginning of 2020. He was arrested outside a bar in downtown Nashville. He was just belligerent, acting a fool inside, again, acting a fool outside with police. Then he gets booted from his musical appearance on SNL because he was caught partying and breaking SNL protocol for COVID. They did eventually invite him back, and he did perform there, but now he is trending again because he was caught on video using a derogatory racist word.
Well, the N-word.
Yes.
Yeah.
And he was drunk again, right? I mean, it sounds like this guy's got a big drinking problem.
And it's not like
he's got a racist problem, actually.
For real. And it's not like this was a video from years ago. This was just this weekend that this video was taken.
Really? All right. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know what you do with that other than wonder what it is that people... I noticed that Cumulus, one of the big radio companies, has told all of its country music stations to pull any and all of his music. So we're back again to that business because Cumulus was the company that was active in trying to get the talk radio host to come down off the cliff when it comes to talking about things that aren't true and getting everybody all worked up about election fraud and that sort of thing. So is this a problem or is this a good thing? Should people... what happens when you tell someone they can't hear something from somebody that they like?
They can download his music, but it doesn't mean that companies. Yeah, and it doesn't mean that radio companies want to promote that guy.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I actually think it's the right thing to do, but I don't know how other people think. I mean, this guy is a minor C League player to begin with, so one gets down to the bottom line of what is it? What statement are we making as a company? We're not going to stand for racism, I guess. Does that constitute, in people's minds, using the N-word, does that constitute racism? If anybody uses the N-word, does that mean that he or she is a racist?
I don't know a single person who has ever used the N-word who isn't a racist.
That didn't answer my
question.
Well,
I mean, what about rappers?
Yeah.
Well,
I think that's different,
though. But
why is it different?
It's a different
thing. Why is it different?
Well,
you'd have to, I'm not going to speak for black people. I don't think anyone should use the word, but I've had conversations with plenty of my black friends talking about this, and they disagree, and they feel that ownership is power, and I understand and respect that. So
the
I don't
word I think is, I think it's a bad word. I've never used
it's a
the
lousy word.
I like to use the word. But here's the thing. If it's bad for all of us to use, then it should be bad for all of us to use. And I think that there is, look, I don't know Morgan Wallen. I'm not about to defend him. It sounds like the guy has a big drinking issue. It sounds like he gets himself into trouble a lot. And whether or not he is a racist, I don't know. You know, I'm sure maybe he, if he's using that language, maybe he is. But I think the broader conversation is if the word is bad, the word is bad. And if the word has power, the word has power, and it should be treated accordingly. I don't know if it is by radio. I mean, I still listen to Sirius XM. They don't seem to use radio edited versions of their songs. And I hear that word all the time. And I think it's unfortunate.
In what context, Jennifer?
Just in songs.
In rap and hip hop and stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, then you do. Yeah, you do hear that stuff all the time. So here's a bunch of about 170 black and Jewish entertainers announced yesterday. Sharon Osbourne is in the group. Tiffany Haddish. Is it Haddish or Haddish? I never pronounce it.
Haddish.
Anyway,
Haddish.
They joined forces, put together a group to combat racism and anti-Semitism. It's called the Black Jewish Entertainment Alliance. And appropriate, I guess, because we're in Black History Month. Institutional racism is the target. Anti-Semitism is rampant. I think we have that. There's
really
another
the
real
rise.
Problem
yep.
that's going on here and all around the world for whatever the reason. So anyway, it's an interesting group to watch and come up with. There's a rabbi that's joined with someone that's in Martin Luther King's family. Is Martin Luther King Jr.'s son? Doesn't he have a son? Is he still?
His daughter is Bernice King.
His daughter.
She's very active
okay.
on social media and lots of different things. That might she might be involved in that.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, and so one wonders if race was involved in that shootout down in Florida this week. A couple of FBI agents killed. They were supposedly searching an apartment in a porno case, a child pornography case. And this was one of, when you think about it.
I think it's hard to say that race is involved here. This was an investigation of child pornography, and the suspect opened fire and killed two FBI agents and then turned the gun on himself.
I read the story in several different sources. I don't even know the race of anybody involved. So I don't know. Are you saying that you saw race involved?
I thought one of the agents was black. That's all. I don't know any more about it than that. I know that the SWAT team was all over. This is a town. This is a pretty actually. I spent a lot of time when I was working in Florida. I spent a lot of time. Somebody that I knew well lived in Sunrise. It's down the road from Palm Beach, and it's north, a little north of Fort Lauderdale. Fort Lauderdale, sort of a suburb, if you will. So the two agents, one was a woman, one was a man, Daniel Alfin and Laura Schwarzenberger. They specialized in investigating crimes against children. And again, there's way too much of this child pornography. Just what kind of a mom? I guess we go back to some of the stuff we were just talking about. I guess, why do you have to use the N-word? Why do you use the K word? Why do you, is it because you feel inferior? Is it just, you have to put somebody down by calling them names? Is that what it is that makes people do that? What's the deal? I don't get it.
Well, I think when people are preying on children, it's a lot to do with power and control, certainly.
Yeah,
but
it's pretty sick. It is. It really is pretty disgusting. That police officer who got killed in the attack on the Capitol, Brian Sick, is it Sicknick? Is that his name?
Sicknick,
yeah. He was placed in honor in the Capitol Rotunda, being honored there. He died, you remember, after he was hit in the head with a fire extinguisher. And did they catch the person who did it? That's kind of what I'm wondering. I don't see a name attached to
I don't know.
Who did this.
I think there is video footage of the person hitting him over the head, and so I think if they have already caught that person, I'm not sure, but I know that that was certainly a main goal, was to track that person down.
They've got it. They've caught a lot of them.
Yeah.
Haven't they? There's a woman that's a town meeting member in Natick, which is the town next to me, who's been she was arrested, and, you know, she made bail, but there still is, you know, she got thrown off the town meeting, and she faces, I guess some of these people face jail time, right? Isn't that
yeah,
what's
going
on?
Yeah, they're trying to figure out, like, obviously the people who were just there outside the building, they don't, you know, they didn't do anything wrong, but anyone who walked through the doors, whether you were the ones who broke the glass or not, anybody who wandered into the Capitol has been arrested and is facing trespassing plus other charges. So it just
and
I
that's
guess
appropriate. What's really freaky though is that I have people, friends of friends, who have been visited by the police just for being at the rally, not at the Capitol, not even near the Capitol, but at the rally, and people have been getting visits from FBI agents.
Yeah, I think that's a little over the top.
Well, no, but I think that's totally appropriate. They're trying to figure out who the bad actors are and who isn't. I think that's they're doing their due diligence.
Why would they let Jennifer Cudd is her name? She took part in the riot. She was in court yesterday and asked for permission to travel abroad for a work retreat, and it was given to her. And I'm looking at a video of her. She looks like a suburban mom.
Thing that I've been saying, that there was a group of agitators, and I believe those agitators came from all walks of life to break into that Capitol. Mm-hmm. And they broke in, and they were the ones who were there that were violent. If you look at the second wave of people who went in, believe me, it is dumb, and they should be charged because they walked into the Capitol, and they shouldn't have. I'm not trying to make excuses for them. You should just know better than that. But if you look at some of the video, there are people walking through like they're on a tour of the Capitol, like taking pictures and just looking at stuff. They're not there like to cause harm or to kidnap AOC.
So
they'll
be hit
to, like,
with, you know, trespassing and then whatever.
Well, to Doug's point, those are those people that you're seeing, is that they look like they made a bad choice to
like
walk through.
Everyday housewives, as the song goes. All right, so a question for our social media when we get to it is a focus on whether or not members of Congress can be expelled or should be expelled. There are people who want to throw this Miss Green out, and so is it appropriate to be thinking about throwing this person not only off of the committees, but just get her out?
She won 75% of the vote in Georgia.
19 after the hour.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Introducing Clear. It's pronounced clear, but it's spelled X-L-E-A-R. It's the natural sinus care system that hydrates while it works against contaminants. Clear helps keep you healthy by assisting your immune system, washing out all that gunk that's in your airways. Clear contains xylitol, which is a natural ingredient found in a lot of fruits and vegetables. We've known this for over 2 decades. Recent research shows that xylitol also blocks viral adhesion. That's the SARS-CoV-2 virus. With Clear, you can enjoy the small moments no matter what the season. Clear also offers nasal sprays for children. Learn more about Clear by visiting clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. You can get it on Amazon or over the counter at your favorite drug or grocery store. It's natural, so all the natural retailers will carry Clear as well. Clear, X-L-E-A-R, clear.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com. and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's get our trending and social media stuff going here. 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner is in the spotlight. Trending, excuse me, that continuing discussion about Morgan Wallen and his use of the N-word. So that's something that people are working over. What do we have as far as the Space Hotel? You got some comments on our question, would you
yeah, would
stay
you?
In the Space Hotel?
Cindy Orozco posted, nope. I'm with Cindy. That would be scary. That's the travel part.
As you were saying, and I think we gave the short shrift, if this is a low-orbit machine, low-orbit by definition means it still is in gravitational pull. You got to get above 200 miles above the surface to lose the impact of gravitation and gravitational pull. So if it's lower than that, then gravity is going to keep pulling it down and down, unless there's some mechanism, you know, they have rockets on it to push it back up into orbit. But if it doesn't, I mean, it has to, because otherwise it's going to get dragged back down if you pulled into the atmosphere and burned up.
Right. It'll be the first space station featuring artificial gravity. That's how they've described it.
Well, that doesn't keep it up, though. It'll have artificial gravity so that it feels normal inside. What I'm saying is that gravitational pull from the Earth is going to the Earth is a magnet, and it stuff like that is going to get pulled into. That's why, you know, whenever anything goes out into space, when it comes back into the atmosphere at about 160 miles above the surface, it starts to flame out.
Well, it must be higher up than what you're thinking of low Earth, right?
Well, it's described as low Earth orbit, and low Earth orbit means that it's still within the gravitational pull of the Earth. So
I don't know. Call them? I don't know.
Right away.
I'd like to phone a friend.
I know. Much, yeah, right. All right. Oregon sending addicts to rehab instead of to prison. What do we have? Commentation. Is that a good word? Comment? What? I guess
is that
comment.
A word?
Yeah, the commentary on it. Is that the right call? Jay Martin believes it is a good call. Cat Nemo agrees, saying, straight to prison obviously is not working, and D.L. Ford says, hey, as long as there are no victims involved in any crime regarding the drugs, then, yeah, rehab is the better option.
Mm-hmm. And do we agree with that? I think that's probably...
I think so, yeah.
I like it, yeah.
Yeah,
crime victims. There's always victims with addictions, though, unfortunately.
What? How do you
right, but sending them to prison isn't...
Yeah, no, I mean,
yes, that's why I said criminal victims. Right. I said, right.
Like if somebody's high on something and then does a crime, yeah.
Right.
Right, okay. All right, then I brought up the business about football because of the problems with college football and all of that. Yeah, why should this be a surprise to anybody, number one?
Well, it is a surprise that it was practices more than games. That is very surprising. That is what I caught.
Why is it practices? Why are kids going so hard at practice and not as much in the game? Is it so that they get to play in the game?
That's a great question. That is a good question.
Right. Food for thought. All right. So what do you have comment-wise on that?
Charlie Case posts, a lot of strides have been made to help with head injuries in football and would encourage kids to continue to play football, even soccer, which also has...
So where is he? By the way, when we talk about these, you're doing pretty good, pretty well at telling us where the listeners are. I'd be interested because I like to get a sort of in my mind, all right, this is where we have listeners here, there, and everywhere, and mostly you are identifying where people are from. But in this question, I think... that the answer is going to be different depending on where they are, like Florida, Ohio, Texas.
Owensboro, Kentucky.
All right. So what's the comment?
My cyber stalking skills are on point this morning.
Again, tell me what the comment is.
Charlie Case would encourage kids to play football, even soccer. There's been so many strides made for head injuries.
Really?
So for it.
Well, and the helmets, yeah. A lot of college. Yeah.
But the helmets don't protect your neck. The neck is the size of a quarter. That's where the injury it begins there. Yeah, if you whack your brain.
Right, but what I'm saying, though, is with the helmets, there are a lot of advancements made so that helmets now have, they send text messages to the coaches about concussion protocols. So if any time the helmet takes a hit, it's recorded so they know exactly where the guy got hit on his head.
28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. How would you feel if one day you came home and someone suddenly appeared in your house and decided they weren't leaving? This new person is sleeping there, either in your bed or a nice new one of his own, started eating your food or a different kind of food that even smelled better than the food that you're fed? What if other members of your family started making a big fuss over this newcomer and ignored you? You'd feel pretty bad, wouldn't you? In fact, there's a good possibility you'd start resenting the newcomer. Well, that's often how an existing pet feels when a new pet suddenly appears on the scene. That's why it's so important that pet guardians like you use a little first pet psychology. It's important to make the pet that's there originally feel that the best thing that ever happened was the arrival of the new pet. Everyone's going to want to come in and ooh-and-ah over the new pet, make them stop, and spend plenty of time, plenty of attention with the old pet. Give them opportunity to work out any problems on neutral territory, and I promise you'll come home one day and they will be sleeping whisker to whisker. I'll more next time.
Time is running out on your chance to enter the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares sweepstakes. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Someone wins $50,000 every score change during Super Bowl 55. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points, even a pick six is a winner. Each time we pick a lucky winner from the square, they win 50 G's. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000. They could use toward their dream home. Don't miss your chance to win. See rules and enter for free right now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered or sponsored this promotion in any way.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The United States has urged the Indian government to resolve its differences with the farmers over agricultural laws through dialogue, saying that peaceful protests and unhindered access to the internet are a hallmark of any thriving democracy. Tens of thousands of farmers have been protesting on the outskirts of the Indian capital to demand they repeal laws they say will leave them poor and at the mercy of corporations. The Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell claimed Democrats are blocking President Biden from making a deal with Republicans on a coronavirus relief.
The new president talks a lot about unity, but his White House staff and congressional leadership are working with a different playbook.
On Wednesday, the Republican from Kentucky slammed Democrats for their push towards budget reconciliation. House Republicans on Wednesday voted to keep Wyoming Representative Liz Cheney in her House leadership role after her fallout with President Trump. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
The CDC has advice for teachers getting back into the classroom. USA Radio News Tim Berg reports.
Teachers do not need to get vaccinated against COVID-19 before schools can reopen safely. That's according to the head of the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Dr. Rachel Walensky. The CDC's Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices did put teachers in the frontline essential workers category, which means they will be right after healthcare workers and long-term care facility residents. Former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has some advice for President Biden regarding school children.
It's time for Joe Biden to stand up and say the kids are the most important things and important players here, and the teachers just are going to have to suck it up and stand up and provide an education. Otherwise, these kids have no chance whatsoever, Stephanie. It is a disaster what's happening to them.
That audio courtesy of MSNBC. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In 2019, approximately 56.6 million students attended elementary and secondary schools in the United States. The U.S. is currently home to 16,800 school districts, Texas being the number one with 1,200. The NFL Super Bowl is Sunday from Tampa Bay, the Kansas City Chiefs versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 6:30 p.m. Eastern on CBS. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The hour. Hey there, hi there, ho there. If you find yourself driving down the road and you're listening to this program, that's good because you can drive and listen at the same time. Unless you really get involved. Ever gotten involved listening to a radio program and you pulled over to the side of the road to hear the rest of the conversation? Anybody ever do that?
Why would you need to stop driving if you're listening to the radio?
Yeah, I've not pulled over, but, like, I haven't
gotten
into business.
Let's say you get home, or you stop at the office, or you're going into a store, there's something on the air, and you don't want to just jump out of the car and go do whatever it was.
Much different. Like, if you're actually waiting in a parking lot or your driveway to let something finish, absolutely I do that, yes.
I've done that with Howard Stern a million times.
Mm-hmm. Have you?
And that's how you know you're listening to a good show.
Yeah, I think that's true. So that's where I was when we were just talking about this NASA the orbiting space hotel and whether you take a ride in it. We're asking a question on our social media at DJV Show about taking a ride on this space or in the space hotel. And so this is, by the way, being built by the Orbital Assembly Corporation, which is a big space construction firm. The next phase is assembling a habitable space hotel. And that's really what we've been talking about. It's a multi-stage project building the first ever space station. And people I can see or I hear people just, okay, I want to hear the rest of this story. Because people actually do want to, kind of know who's going to go. And then they're being offered, people, not they, us, we all are being offered shares until the 1st of April, 25 cents a share. Victoria said to me, why don't you buy some, or was it, yeah, Victoria yeah. said, buy some shares in this. You want to buy some, and I think maybe.
Maybe I'll look at my Robinhood app.
Right.
yeah, use that. Good for you, Jennifer.
Get it before the Reddit sets in.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Right. But there are a lot of, but another conversation, something like that. I guess I'm thinking about all of the things that we talk about, and I hear back from people, wow, I wanted to know the rest of that story. For example, the Tony Bennett Alzheimer's story. There were a lot of people talking about that because they didn't know. It caught everybody by surprise,
yeah,
didn't it?
It
caught me by surprise.
Me too, yeah.
Yeah.
It was very sad.
Yeah. So, and that's part of what we have our latest DJV download focuses on Tony battling Alzheimer's. Does it sound disingenuous to just say Tony? I should say Tony Bennett. Because it's not one of the people, like Dolly, you say
yeah.
Dolly and everybody knows who you're talking about. But yeah, Tony Bennett, if you didn't hear the story, is battling Alzheimer's. And it's kind of a sad reality. But the thing that fascinated me in that whole story, and we talk about it on our download, is the fact that he's still singing. He remembers the lyrics to songs and is still performing, according to his wife. And he just did, fairly recently, another album with Gaga. Didn't
a couple
he
months
last
ago,
year or so?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's coming out at the end of March.
Yeah.
And they've been trying to work together again for years, but she's had so many other things going on. So I'm happy that they were able to complete the album before,
right.
you know,
yeah,
maybe
yeah.
he's not able to sing anymore.
Mm-hmm. By the way, also in the download is the revelation from Dr. Jack Stockwell. There's a new report indicating that as many as 400,000 COVID deaths could have been prevented with the use of hydroxychloroquine. I got it. You didn't hear me say hydroxychloroquine.
It's a year later and you finally got it.
But
hydrochlorohydroxychloroquine.
Think about that.
No.
Of all the people who have
the
died.
The worst thing that they ever did to us was just told us to go home and go to the hospital if you can't breathe. If you used ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, Z-Pak, all of that stuff early on, there's so much, there is such a higher chance of success. It's
yeah,
crazy.
You're right about that. Speaking of people who have passed away, Captain Tom Moore, remember him?
Oh, God, the waterworks are going to start. This was such
it's
a global,
a
oh, my God,
yeah.
it's an amazing story. But, yeah, this was so, so sad. Oh.
Well, go ahead, tell the story.
Well, last year during the sort of early months of the pandemic, this man who was 99 years old, he was a British captain, I think in the Navy, and he decided that he wanted to raise $1,000 for COVID workers, just to, you know, to support them. And so he uses a walker, and he decided, because he had to stay at home, that he would walk 100 laps in his garden. And so over the span of weeks, his granddaughter or grandson filmed him doing it, and it was just so moving to see him on his little walker shuffling along doing his
Sweet.
Laps. And then he ended up raising $40 million because it went viral. And then he ended up getting knighted by the Queen, who had him, and she had the longest sword you can ever imagine, to knight him because of COVID. So they had this extra long sword made so that she could, you know, tap him on his shoulders. So then he became knighted, and then it was just incredible. Then they had when he finished his 100th lap, they had all of the British Royal Navy and everybody there to celebrate it. They had the planes flying over. It was incredible. Like, every single time I watched him, it just brought happy tears to my eyes. And
yeah.
it's so sad that he ended up getting COVID, and he just passed away at the age of 100.
Yeah, it's really, it is something, though. When you think about the impact, people say, well, I'm only one person. But the impact
right.
of a single person like that. And
you know what's not sad? He made it to 100 years old, and in his last year of life, he helped people. I mean,
yeah.
that's amazing.
Yeah.
How many?
Yep, it is.
You know, how many people don't get to do that?
I think he was a pilot, wasn't he, in World War II?
He was in World War II. Yeah, he might. I don't have
yeah.
it in front of me. He may have been a pilot. Yeah, I'm not
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, I think he was.
But he was a captain, because everyone called him Captain Tom.
Yeah.
And then he became Sir Captain Tom after he was knighted.
Speaking of COVID, there are a lot of vaccine doses now, apparently, as of this week, that are being shipped directly to pharmacies. I don't know if that's happening in your neck of the woods, and I ask that collectively of all of us and all of you who are listening. Do you know where the vaccine is, and is this going to help get it around faster? There are 12 million doses that are on their way to 40,000 stores. So what's the math there? 40,000 into 12 million?
It's going to be 6,500 a store. Yeah, so they want to do 1 million doses heading to 6,500 stores starting on the 11th. So it hasn't happened yet, but that's the next plan. Mm-hmm. You know, the reasoning for it is because how many people, if you think about it, go and get a flu shot at the pharmacy every year? They obviously have the system in place. They have pharmacists who are trained to give vaccines. It makes sense. Obviously, this doesn't apply to Pfizer. This is just the Moderna and maybe eventually the Johnson & Johnson vaccine, but I mean, if Moderna can make enough to get every pharmacy to have everybody being able to sign up and go get a shot just like you get a flu shot, then great. Why not?
Yeah, I just think that we've got to move this along, folks. There's no reason now at this point that this thing should be as messed up as it is, frankly. Speaking of messing up, you all have your 1099s and you all have your W whatever's and stuff. How many people are working on their taxes already? Raise your hands, please.
I just put my stuff in a folder. Does that count? I did that yesterday.
Well, I'm working on mine now because my situation is changing, so I got to do some preventative stuff. And also, it's becoming very time-consuming. I think that's the reason I'm bringing it up. I'm finding I spent all day Sunday with my accountant doing things my longtime friend and accountant died, and so his assistant has taken over the business, and I come to find out she did most of the work anyway, so she knew, you know, she knows what's going on with my account and stuff, and so she wants to, she really wants to be prepared for everything, which is great, but it's very time-consuming. I don't know, again, whether everybody's got a different circumstance. I have a couple of different businesses that have to be straightened out, and I've always been fairly careful about what I do and keeping records and stuff, but I wonder sometimes whether we just aren't spending too much time on this, whether it takes, you know, to satisfy the needs of the government, which is supposed to be us. And then I was listening to Bloomberg Radio has a series of tax items starting now. If you listen to Bloomberg, there are a lot of them. I think some of the local stations will be having some of these reporters come and give you information because it is a lot different this year for summary. Maybe it's COVID. A lot different this year in preparing your taxes. So you better pay attention to that or have somebody who knows what they're doing working on yours. That would be my wish and hope for you. Speaking of things that are a help or a hope, according to the U.S. Bureau of Stats, Labor Statistics, the unemployment rate is now 6.7%. Isn't that interesting? Some people, it's been up to as high as 8.5%. But it's double still what were the levels before the pandemic. Do not despair, because there are companies that are hiring. Here's Andy Solomon with the story of one.
Pearson Pagoda is hiring. The jewelry and piercing services company is looking for creative body piercers to join their growing team in 60 cities nationwide as it expands its piercing services. Pearson Pagoda VP of Stores, Al Walazeta, has more.
As a Pagoda piercing artist, you'll be able to safely empower our customers to express themselves. You'll also enjoy full-time hours, competitive pay, a signing bonus in select cities, healthcare benefits, and much more.
In today's world of Zoom calls and online dating, more people than ever are looking to get pierced to express themselves, look stylish, or just because.
Whether you're a seasoned piercing professional or an apprentice looking for your first full-time gig, Piercing Pagoda is a great place to grow and build your career.
To sign up for one of their virtual job fairs, visit pagoda.com/now-hiring.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Lots of focus on MyPillow these days about how literally it has changed everybody's life who uses these pillows. Your very own MyPillow can be yours by going to MyPillow.com. Now is the time for the premium MyPillow sale to get you involved. Lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow, usually $69.98. Now it's $29.98. $40 you save. Kings are only $5 more. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill so you have the exact support you need regardless of your sleep position. Comes with a 10-year warranty, washable, dryable, 100% made in the USA. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. You'll find not only this amazing offer, but also deep discounts on all MyPillow products using the DJV code. The Giza Dream bed sheets, MyPillow mattress topper, MyPillow towel sets. That's MyPillow.com. Check out using the promo code DJV.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. Half a man, half a motorcycle. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road. Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
All right, so behind the scenes here, we've been having a discussion about piercing pagoda. And all I can think of as I listen to these three talk about it, or actually Phil's gotten involved too, Jay, Victoria, and Jennifer, about when they first got their ears pierced and whether guys get their ears pierced or whatever it is. So what I learned from the conversation, you'll all be compelled, we're going to have a test on this later on. Victoria got her ears pierced at 13. Let's see, notice I did not have, I didn't say one word in this conversation, ladies.
I didn't think you were even listening.
I was listening.
I know.
Yeah. But so, Jennifer, how old were you when you got your ears pierced, and who did it?
My dad made me wait until I was 12 years old, and I was so desperate when he said I could go that there was this little place upstairs from where CRN used to be, my dad's company.
I remember
that. And I ran up there, and they gave me that's where I got my first set of ears pierced. Then I went to Claire's for my second piercing, and no offense to Claire's, because I love it, but my ears were just off kilter. Like, they were not evenly pierced, so I left those closed up.
Wait a minute, I want to understand. How do they do this? Do they stick a drill in your earlobe,
Well,
gun.
It's your Works. Yeah, it's a Works. It's like an air compression gun from Works, and so you can use it for ear piercing and whittling and whatever your DIY projects are. You can add a notch to your belt buckle or add a notch to your earring.
Jay, exactly. When did you get your ears pierced?
The first time I was, I want to say in kindergarten, so like 5 or so. And then
really?
They because I was allergic to the metal.
Your
the
mother let you do that? Doris let you do that?
Wait, did you want to do it? Or
yeah, really? I did. Well, I'm a younger child, so I had a sister 5.5 years older than me, so I got to do everything earlier.
Okay. All right. And maybe Doris didn't know about it. Doris is Jay's mom. All right. 10 before the hour on the DJV show.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer.
A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The presence of Laura Banks is always something welcomed, actor, astrologer, and her role here is to talk about astrology. We had the pleasure this week of talking to Susan Miller, who's an internationally known publisher, I guess, probably. She certainly is a great astrologer. And so it was good because the two of you had a chance to talk about things. Looking forward to 2021 and where it all goes. She has a lot of interesting insight. We talked about being into Mercury retrograde and how that always is such a fear-based thing. People hear about that don't know anything, Laura. So what is, let's start with that now that we're into it. What does that hold for us over the next 3 weeks?
Well, you know, it holds introspection as it always does. It holds and delays contract signing, mixed messages, a lack of clarity. That's why, you know, you've got to go within, as I always say, to journal, to create within yourself the next plan. And then, as Susan said so clearly, there's also a shadow piece when it comes out of retrograde. And she said, I think the first week in March would be the best thing to really start moving on projects with contracts and negotiations. You know, I think it was extraordinary, this whole idea of Jupiter and Pluto and what they've created, and now we're all going into Aquarius with Jupiter and Pluto and all of this Aquarian age. She's trusting the vaccine, which I was very happy to hear.
Yeah.
You know, I think that it was born in an age of Aquarius, and I hate vaccines. I never get vaccines, but
I've never been vaccinated for anything except when I was a kid. But I'm going to get this vaccine. I'd like to get the Johnson & Johnson one because that seems to have less impact on if you worry about or think about the RNA. Most people don't even know what it is, so they just get the vaccine because somebody tells them to get the vaccine. At any rate, in terms of what we should be doing, what we should be thinking about, is this a time for everybody to be thinking? What does the astrologer and you say about people thinking things through?
What I'm thinking is that people need to stay home still, right? We don't have the mobility. Many are staying home. We can only talk things through with people, get on Zoom calls, put things on paper, do deals. We're not used to face-to-face. So many of our natural facilities or faculties are missing, which is eye contact, body language, you know, everything that has 80% of language occurs when you're with someone in their body language and in their facial expressions. So now we're all having to become more intuitive. So really, I think the coaching might be to just trust that part of you that believes you know what's going on. Listen to those first impulses. Listen to inflection in people's voices. Ask again what they're saying. Don't take it for granted you know what people are trying to say, because we don't have those natural faculties.
Do you think people can confuse Mars and Mercury?
No, Mars is all action and Mercury is all thought process. Just know that we're going to probably overthink things a little too right now, too, with the six planet Aquarians. Aquarians are kind of nervous. It's a nervous energy. So while there will be expansion in community and society and helping each other now that we're out of Capricorn, which is hard-hitting and difficult, and into Aquarius, we're breathing air into this whole situation, we're also going to overcalculate and overthink and be nervous in our heads and not be able to sleep at night.
Yeah, I am. That's exactly where I am.
It's all spinning around in our heads over and over again, and we've got to, you know, we have to silence that. We have to silence that voice inside our head and meditate, which we're all told to do and we don't do. But really just know that I think this virus is shifted, right? We're falling. The numbers are falling right now.
Yeah, very much. Last week, very dramatically.
Dramatically.
Yeah.
But Susan was saying that we could see it rear its ugly head again.
It's like a snake in the
grass.
The business from the African, the people that don't know what really this African virus is about, you know, how it's mutated, so there's a wild card there. And so then, you know, but again, people pay too much attention to the news media. They have this TV, Fox, and MSNBC on all day. What the hell's the matter with
true.
You?
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
really,
it.
This is a time to make money. I mean, she talked about that a little bit, you know, with the...
Yeah, you asked about whether to invest in Bitcoin. I thought that was an interesting question.
Well, and it's a resounding yes. We're going to have global currency restructuring. Uranus is the planet of change and electric dynamic and, oh my gosh, what's going on now? And that's Aquarian. And Taurus. So we're paying a price because of what we've done to the planet in many ways with this virus. At the same time, with Taurus, that's money and Uranus. And so we're going to be possibly unrecognizable what we're doing with currencies by 2024.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well.
So any chances you have to do something different with money,
around.
Go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know,
all right, Laura is available for a great reading at stargalnetwork.com. I'm Doug Steffen, 59 past the hour.
To stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.